Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
So, big question down in Tampa. Coming off the bye week, they've made the change. Jameis Winston will be the starting quarterback. How is that received right now after Fitz had the great start and then the bad game against Chicago? Is it, no, okay, let's just go back to Jameis and see how this thing rolls? Or are there still people with questions about why he's the starter?
Well, if you're talking about how it's received from the fan base, I'd say it's a mixed bag. You know, Fitz became somewhat of a little legend during his starts, especially the first two games there, and so there were a lot of people rooting for him. In terms of, like, the local media and then within the team, I don't think there was much surprise at all. I think everybody kind of understands that this was essentially the plan all along. It probably would have been hard to pull Fitz if his third and fourth games were just as ridiculously amazing as his first two, but you know, he had a good body of work over four games, which is exactly what you brought him in for. But I think all along the intention was to go back to Jameis. I think the Bucs think that the offense can succeed very well with Jameis, and not just now, but for a long time.
Okay, I'm glad you went there. First of all, at the end of last year, and you know this, Scott, Jameis Winston was fantastic. Might have won some fantasy football championships. As good as he was late in the year. No, seriously, as good as he was late in the year. Obviously, wasn't winning any championships with the Bucs last year. But you mentioned, you know, not just this year, but long term. I'm a ride or die Jameis Winston guy behind enemy lines here in Atlanta. Love him. Loved him at Florida State. Predicted that he would be the first overall pick in the draft after his first college game. Scott, I get a few right, a lot wrong, but I got that one right. So, but a lot of people are thinking, oh, this is it for Jameis. If he stinks right now, Tampa's going to move on from him. I'm like, he's the first overall pick. They're crazy, right, Scott?
I think maybe not crazy, but probably just a bit delusional. I suppose this could be something of a make-or-break year. If it was a disaster, you know, the while we did pick up the option for the fifth year, you don't actually have to stick with that player for the fifth year. But I do think it's far, far more likely that he's the quarterback here for the long run.
Is it make-or-break for Dirk Koetter and Mike Smith? 2-0 start was great. Now you've lost two in a row, bye week early in the season. Do they have to make the playoffs or be close to it to be safe?
You know, I'm never a huge fan of answering that question, especially this early in the season. You know, I think every coach is probably somewhat in that situation if they haven't already made the playoffs three or four times or won a Super Bowl or something. The team leadership may choose to make a change if they're not satisfied with the progress the team has made. But there's such a long way to go between now and then that I don't know if I could really make an accurate statement on that.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.